We listen to you guys like
all the time.
All day, every day.
Every day.
I love your station.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
I love your station.
UK Talk Radio.
It's time right now on UK Talk Radio for one of our top interviews. We're going to be talking in just a second to Ian. We're going to be talking about Uganda, which is a fantastic place for a holiday, a fantastic location. And we're going to be talking about the video, which is called Mama Africa Uganda, which you can see on YouTube. All the musicians and all the people who've written the song are featured in separate locations in Uganda. So you can see them close to cascading waterfalls. You can see mountains rising right up into the sky. You can also see one of the musicians on a canoe in a lake. So this song is accompanied by a fantastic taster of what you can sample in Uganda. That is an absolutely amazing track, and the backdrop in the video shows you all the fantastic places that you can visit in Uganda. I'm talking to Ian, and Ian, we're going to feature that song in its entirety a bit later on. Also, we're going to talk about the capital of Uganda, we're going to talk about the food, the animals, and just what the country is like. But first of all, tell me a little bit about the musicians who worked on the track and just what it was like putting the whole thing together.
Yes, so Mama Africa is a song that is based on the true African culture and the beauty about Africa, especially Uganda. Now, Uganda is called the Pearl of Africa, and it is where we get most of the tourist attractions. We're in the middle of the equator. The equator goes through Uganda. We've got so much to see, and we thought through music we will probably tell the untold story about Uganda. So that's why we came up with the song, and Rafi Daz, who leads the group, is the person who helped me to write the song, and we collectively got the rhythm right, I hope.
No, I think you did, and what I like is that the video and the song, they go together because they're very happy. It makes you, well, I always like songs that make me feel good, and this makes me feel good.
I know, this was our project 2020, so in 2019 December is when I brought up the idea with Rafi Daz and said, look, let's do a song that we can actually tell the story about Uganda. And so 2020, we sat down, did the whole project, ended up shooting the videos in all these locations, and that was social distancing, remember? 2020 was not a good year for us.
Yes.
So we did travel around the country to try and get the right places and get the right shots. And we were obviously very fortunate that we got six local artists. And these are upcoming artists. We have Big Mo. We have Laura Chiang. We have Rachel Ways. We have Molly Brown. We have Lanisha. We have Risley. So those are the young artists, the young Ugandan professional artists that are coming up and who obviously are singing in six different languages. I don't know what they've seen in the video. So the song is basically about tourism in Uganda and is shot in different locations in Uganda. And each artist sings that bit of history in that language.
Wow. So we have six different languages, and the artists that you've just mentioned, we will see each of them on the video as well.
Correct. And they each come from those areas as well.
Wow, so this is quite a collaboration then, and actually the fact that they're singing in different dialects, different languages, that even makes it even more special.
Exactly, and that's why the reason why we did that, because in Uganda we've got so many different languages, and people outside don't know this. So the bonus with having different languages is because you have different cultures all coming together under one country. So we thought, okay, let's have these different languages together, singing or showing the world what each of those areas has got. For example, the waterfalls in Sipi, that's a very, very, very tourist place where we get so many tourists going to see the Sipi Falls. We also have the Lake Bunyonyi, which is also equator lake. And we didn't actually manage to shoot all the things we've got. So, you know, the video is a 4-minute video. We can't put everything together. But we've left out quite a lot, as you can imagine. We didn't talk about the Buliras there, which is Uganda's main tourist attraction for Buliras. We didn't mention other rivers, right, and other massive lakes there. The food we eat, and the happiness of the people. So hopefully in our next video, which should be probably the end of this year, we should then try and portray that side of the story, that side of Uganda. I think it's very important that people know about Uganda, know the untold story, to know how rich Uganda, East Africa is. I think it's very important. And music is one of the ways of trying to tell the story, basically.
And it's a simple way to do it, isn't it? And music is an international language. And certainly on the video, in 4 minutes, we get to see so many beautiful and lovely locations in your country.
Correct. Yes, absolutely correct.
Now, tell me, as far as the recording is concerned, so did all the musicians go into the studio at the same time? What was the actual process of recording the song?
Right, so after writing the song in the studio, we allocated specific days for specific artists to go in and sing. One of our main producers was Joey Amil, who actually we give credit to because he's the one who managed all the camera shooting in the location, did all the editing and putting all the singers together. So it was done in phases. So each day would be allocated to one person into the studio and then put it right. Make a mistake, call them back next week. Because don't forget, these artists also have got their own singles they're releasing every day.
Ah, yes.
Yes, so they also have got their own agendas going on. So we were actually very fortunate to see that they came aboard, understood our concept, and yes, I'm really, really happy with that.
And roughly how long did it take to record? So from when the first artist went in, and obviously, as you said, they all went in at different times, roughly how long time-wise did it take to record?
Well, I think it took us about 3 months in total from the beginning to the finished product, the audio bit.
Yes.
That's before we went to shoot, yes. That's about 3 months it took us.
So first of all, then, so you've been into the studio, took 3 months to record everything, and then, so the next stage was to go out to the locations and feature each of the musicians in their particular location.
Correct, yes. It was quite a hectic project because we were in COVID that time, and so obviously restrictions, how many people can get into a car. So you can imagine moving a whole film crew of 30 people, right? 30 people were behind this whole thing, the camera crew, the makeup artists, the dancers in the background, the all the coordination. So we had to hire a few cars, obviously, to move together. It was like a military operation, but it was quite interesting and fun. And the good thing is they knew each other already, and that was really the positive thing. They all worked together. Of course, I wasn't there all the time, but most of the time they delivered well, I think.
It sounds like a very harmonious atmosphere, and it sounds like it was great fun to actually go out and then make the video after you'd produce the song. So for people who don't know too much about Uganda, tell us first of all a little bit about where is the capital and what would the population size roughly be?
Yes, so the capital is Kampala, and Uganda is one of the East African countries. Population is about 44 million, that is as for 2020, 44 million. The currency is the Ugandan shilling. We do have the source of the River Nile, which is like the longest river in Africa. We also have Lake Victoria, which is the largest lake in Africa as well. We have the Goliras there. We have Uganda is one of the places whereby you can go skiing in the morning and drive down the hill, 30 minutes down the hill, onto a lakeside.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have the Rwenzori Mountains there, which is not far from Lake Bunyonyi. So we do also have the crater lakes. We have different crater lakes all over the western region of Uganda. And then when you go to the east, we have Mount Elgon. We have, that's where the Sippi Falls is. We also have the cultural influence. All these areas have got different types of food, different types of birds. So we also Uganda is also well known for having a variety of birds and wildlife. And I think we have the most square mile chimpanzees. I'm not sure about the exact figure.
Wow.
But, yes, and then we also have the famous Bwindi National Park. We do have at least 6 or 7 huge national parks with giraffes and all sorts. All the list goes on and on, Jeff. You need to come to Uganda.
Wow, I mean, you're pulling me in. It does actually sound fascinating and somewhere that I'd like to visit. And you mentioned
it's only 10 hours away flight. So a direct flight is about 8 to 10 hours. So it's not that far.
And would that be from the UK or the States? How long would
that?
Yep, yep.
So be here. Yep. From here, the Uganda Airlines are just obviously being commissioned. So flights are going to be starting direct from Heathrow to Entebbe very soon.
Wow.
We also have one thing I need to mention as well is the fact that we are now connecting with the rest of the world. So Uganda Airlines now goes to the Middle East. It's going to start going to China. So then the tourists will obviously be given the flexibility of travel as well, which is very, very important.
Yes, yes. And you mentioned the national parks. So typically would there be tours, guides? So obviously we've got wild animals. Is it typical that people would go on a tour, be shown around a national park? What would happen there?
So typically we've got safari tours, whereby you either book a package from here to take you for 10 days and with a plan of going to visit whichever national park you want to go to or which animals you want to see. I need to give credit to the Uganda Tourism Board led by Lily Ajora, and she's actually led that management team. And for now, since she took over, we are now more known around the world than before.
Yes.
We also had Stephen Atsimwe, the previous CEO, who also boosted the tourism industry, of course, with the aid of the Uganda Tourism Board. So we are lucky that we've got the leaders pointing us in the right direction. And basically, all you have to do is go on the website and choose different packages, whether you want to go and see the gorillas first, or whether you want to see the giraffes, or you want to see the local Ankole cows there. So we've got so many things.
Wow.
that you cannot finish in 10 days. That's why most of our tourists tend to come back every 2-3 years.
Yes.
Sort of like finish up what natural beauty we've got.
Wow. And you've had quite a lot of help from the Ugandan Tourist Board as well.
Yes, of course, they manage most of these tourist sites. So obviously, with their permission, we're able to go and shoot these areas. We're able to sort of like, they sort of assist us in facilitating the promotion status, basically. So we do thank the UTB and the Uganda Wildlife Authority as well for the helping, not only me, but also helping out the tour companies. And we're working together. So it is very, very important that our leadership is quite strong.
Well, it sounds as if that side of things is all together. And you mentioned, obviously, the wildlife. We've talked about the capital. So typically, and I know there are different answers to this, but typically what kind of food would somebody, so if somebody's going on holiday, taking a break in Uganda, typically what kind of food would be on offer?
Well, all organic stuff we've got. That's for starters.
Yes, wow.
We have got a lot of local foods. We've got sweet potatoes. We have got our local matoke, which is like the green bananas.
Yes.
We've got mangoes. We've got different types of beans and peas. So we do have everything we've got is organic.
Yes.
And most tourists, most people who go there, find themselves trying different local recipes as well. The way it's made, we've got our local brew, the drink, non-alcoholic drink from the western part of Uganda, which is made out of millet. That is also quite popular. We have got the Rolex. I don't know what you've heard of the Rolex. The Rolex is one of the Ugandan's favorite popular snacks. It's got a chapati with a bit of egg omelette in it, with a bit of salad. It's rolled up. I don't know how to explain, but it's called a Rolex, and it's very popular now. Even I managed to see it on the internet, and most of the sites in the UK are talking about the Rolex. So, Jeff, you go and Google what the Rolex is, and you will be able to find out more information. But that is the key one we have got. We also have, obviously, the largest lake in Africa, so we've got different types of fish. You know, the wild salmon, we have got tilapia fish, we've got so many other things there. We also have little islands And these islands on Lake Victoria are known for specific species of birds.
Yeah.
So we've got a huge, huge, huge influx of bird watchers. Recently, I think 3-4 years ago, we had a group from Oxford that specialized in doing research and in finding out different species of birds, and they camped there for about a month. And during that time, they tested different types of seas, of fish we've got there as well. So it's a mixture of foods we have got, but most importantly, it's all organic.
And that, of course, is fantastic, isn't it? And I think we're all wanting organic, more and more organic food, because we know that it's been produced properly.
Exactly. And this is something that we've always had. I mean, ginger is the order of the day. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, every morning ginger was part of the tea in the morning. So it's just one of those things that we've always had. We eat boiled stuff, boiled eggs. It's all amazing. And all this is because of the location, because the equator goes right through the middle of Uganda. And so we've got the tropical weather.
Yes.
So we've got rains coming in, we've got a bit of sun. We don't have heat, but it can get hot. But we don't have like the desert heat, but it can be hot. All that helps us with our vitamin D as well.
Yes, sunlight is important, isn't it, for vitamin D? One thing lacking in the winter in the United Kingdom.
Exactly. And in terms of exports, now because of that, we're also exporting the foods now. Uganda is exporting avocados, bananas, green bananas, tomatoes. All these natural foods are now being sold in supermarkets in the UK, which is excellent. We also have farms. So tour packages, tourists sometimes go to these farms to learn how to milk cows, or to learn how to harvest avocados, or to learn how to plant sweet potatoes. So there are different types of tourists that go there for different reasons. And this is all that we're trying to tell the world, that they need to come and see for themselves in Uganda. It's not far from the UK. It's not far to go for 10 days. We've got the internet, we've got electricity, we've got pretty much everything that is required for somebody to go and have a nice break.
I mean, it sounds absolutely fantastic, and it sounds idyllic. It seems that you've got so many things there, so much to offer, and so many different kind of breaks. Just to round up, can you remind us again of the title of the song and the artist who has recorded it?
Right. So the song is Mama Africa, Uganda, and it's led by Rafi Daz with All Stars. And as I said earlier on, all the stars have got, they had different parts in the song with different languages. We had Big Mo, who sings at the end. We have Molly Brown. We have Rachel. We have Laura Tiang. We have Lanisha. We have Ridley. And then, of course, we had Joey Amio, who was a producer, one of the best producers we've got in Uganda, actually.
Wow, so a fantastic lineup. We're going to play the song in just a moment. Just before we do that, you mentioned that obviously there are fantastic breaks. Could you mention a website that we might be able to look at, so that's our next stage? So what's the website we should go to?
Yeah, so you could actually go to www.kimediaworld.com, or you can go to www.branduganda.co.uk. Get in touch with us. We'll certainly connect you to different packages we've got. We may not have the packages ourselves, but we'll obviously connect you, whoever wants to go, to the right people back on ground. So the best way to contact us is by the website, caremediaworld.com and branduganda.co.uk. We're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and on YouTube, of course. So if all the listeners want to find out more about Uganda, please don't hesitate to also email us on info@caremediaworld.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Ian. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. And we're going to play the song right now, Mama Africa, Uganda.
Thank you,
Jeff. Thank you. Africa, Media Production. Africa, Rafika, the machine of this.
Tulambule Uganda ne East Africa, bino bye mbagamba, gonna babuli baby kwata ku Africa. Let me take you to Mbale. Show you mountain Eligon and we dance kadoli. Then to jende kaware. Mbarambu zensho zimbatware re kunyoni. Uti webi chuse. Kanje idinda tubone ku source of the night. Too many places to see. And tour in Africa. Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. Katipe Tanzania. Let me take you around the my Africa. Wakanda le
Hani haye Rakuwa na sali Amo Afrika Orimbo na tinyi Jimbale mu Afrika Seni sutaka Wanare Erigo ni babikoma Kosi de kamunia Chimi nyongo Cheba masaba Nye ishandania Mama Afrika Rashe na kukihoya
just show me beauty. Real love, no hate, but goody. Real talk, but we love and fully. And when the rain come down, hella sweetie. And the sun coming down like that. Real black, no changing that. Black Panther, yeah, we big cats. When the nature shine on us. And the sun coming in like that. Real black, no changing that. Black Panther, yeah, we big cats. When the nature shine on us.
Mama. Hey, mama, we listen to you guys like
all the time,
all day, every day,
every day.
I love your station.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
I love your station.
UK Talk Radio.